Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Time now for the DenverFan.com front page.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Taking a look at the top stories in Denver sports taken from your online home for the best opinions and information on the Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, Rockies, and more.
What in the name of Dan Issel?
With today's DenverFan.com front page, here's Schlereth and Evans.
News team, assist!
Let's get into the top stories trending right now at DenverFan.com. And we start with Will Peterson writing about how Nathaniel Hackett says the Broncos have a new season and brought up the P word, talking about a playoff push. Mark, does the word playoffs even enter your mindset right now?
Currently, no. Currently, you've got a lot of work to do before you're even good. I mean, you're not even good yet. You're a below average football team. That's what you are. So I can't sit here and say, oh yeah. I mean, you can think about play. You know, like Nathaniel Hackett said, we've got to go on a win streak. We got to get a win streak. So, you know, report back to me if they can win three straight. Tennessee, I think it's a must win. Tennessee, Vegas, and then Carolina.
You're not counting the Jacksonville game as you've already won one.
You're sitting at what, 3-5?
Right.
Yeah, no. You gotta win the next three games and get to 6-5.
Yep.
Before I'll say, you know what? There's potential. Now you still have the Chargers one more time. You still have Kansas City twice at the end of the year. You know, you still have some tough games within that, but you've got a couple of winnable games too in Arizona. And what was the other real winnable game there? Arizona and
now at the Rams.
At the Rams, yeah. So, I mean, there's potential there. So, get back to me. I'm not even close to being able to call them a playoff team until they win the next three games, and then I'll say, okay, wait a minute. Now maybe the fortunes have changed.
That's fair. You can't talk about a new 9-game season ahead of us and say, hey, we're already got one game in the win streak. No. We're starting fresh, brand new season, 9-game season. You got to start 3-0 in this 9-game season. Andrew Mason writing about Nathaniel Hackett, talking about how the Broncos season right now, up until this point, comes down to just a few plays here and there. Oof. I'm real leery of playing that game. Why is it that whenever a team is not going well, you hear people say, well, a play here, a play there, we could be 5-3 instead of 3-5. My response has always been, you know what? A play here or a play there, you could be 2-6 or 1-7 instead of 3-5. Yeah. So don't give me that garbage. That's the loser's lament right there.
Yeah. You know what? The good teams, the teams that are winning, the teams that have a winning record, they take responsibility for where they're at. Take responsibility for, hey, listen, we're not getting it done in that way. In that loss, we did not get it done. Even in the wins, they said there's a lot to clean up in this win, but I'm proud of our guys. They fought hard, blah, 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 but there's a lot to clean up. We're only two or three plays away from being undefeated or having a, you know, winning record or being 5-3 instead of 3-5. I'm 100% with you. I hate that. Hate it.
But is it something that you want to use to your team? Is it a way to inspire? Is it a way to pump guys up that, hey, guys, we're not far away?
Yeah, I suppose you can do that. But come on, your players know where you are. Your players know, you know, if you're any good. They get that. So, I get the point, Mike, but my point is this. If we don't fix this, 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 we ain't gonna win jack. And until you guys take responsibility for missing this block and, you know, not throwing or choosing to be a non-participant in a bubble screen, and like, if you don't do this stuff, there's no way we're going to win. And that's on you guys.
It is funny, though, because the numbers do back up the idea that this is a play here or there league. James Palmer of NFL Network tweeted this out. There have been 62 games this season, 62 games decided by a touchdown or fewer, and 79 games decided by one score, 8 points, or fewer, both the most through week 9 in NFL history. So again, we've never had, according to this, we've never had a closer, more competitive, mediocre parody, however you want to call it, but games are close, and it really does come down to a play here or there.
It's a game of inches, and the good teams find the inches. The bad teams don't. By the way, I just thought about this. Calling it a one-score game when you're 8 points,
yeah,
you still have to score twice. You got to get a two-point conversion.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to give up the ball to do it.
I understand.
It's a one-score game.
But you score 6 points, you still got to score 2 points. You got to score twice. How is anything a one-score game if you have to score twice?
Ooh.
Right?
Mind blown.
Wow.
It is a game of inches. And you know what happens if you don't win the game of inches? Then it becomes death by inches.
They're young men, and they have urges.
Hey, we haven't forgotten about you.
Yeah, you're right. Game of inches.
At DenverFan.com, another honor for Nathan McKinnon, as Will Peterson writes. So, did you know that while the Avalanche were playing and winning twice in Finland, that they scored 11 goals?
No, I did not know that. I knew they scored six in the last game, right? I believe so.
So if they scored 11 goals.
And five in the first game.
Whoa!
I am kicking Matt's ass.
Math.
Come on, math. Bring something.
Wow.
Don't get a taste, math.
That's the best you got, math?
Yeah. So what did he win?
He had 7 assists. Nathan McKinnon had 7 assists on those 11 goals.
How many?
He was named the NHL's second star of the week.
Second star of the week.
Second star. Oh,
see, this is so NHL. Does the NFL go the second NFC defensive player of the week?
Please,
or they just named the defensive player of the week?
Please go on your rant. Please go on your rant, and then I get to shut you up. Please keep going.
No.
Don't stop.
Do you get a free carcass of reindeer meat when you get the second star of the month?
Keep going.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You know it's part of the time-honored tradition in hockey. Every game to name the three stars of the game.
Yeah, I do know.
Right?
That.
So NHL has done, I think it's a very cool little marketing thing, is they do their three stars of the week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's very nice. I think it's a great extension of what has been a huge part of the NHL for a long time.
No, that's
so,
that's
so what? Super. So you're saying whenever they do the three stars, we should boo the third star because he wasn't the first star or the second star?
We should give him a really nice letter of certificate of participation. I think every guy on the team should get a trophy after every game. Geez. After every game, if you win or if you tie and you get an overtime loss, then you should get a trophy too. Everybody should get a trophy at all. Just let's give everybody trophies. Every game.
See? Okay. This is the kind of stuff that makes my head hurt. It's not soft.
It is soft.
It's not soft.
It is soft.
There's nothing about hockey that's soft.
You can play two games. You can play back-to-back nights. Soft.
I know where this is coming from. See,
if you have hate in your heart, let it out.
Nope, I know where this is coming from. Because you saw firsthand as the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup last year, you saw incontrovertible proof that winning a Stanley Cup is by far the toughest championship to win of any team sport, and you're just jealous.
Ooh.
So now you're trying to take your shots at belittling the NHL.
Please.
Because you, as a tough football player, have to admit that winning the Stanley Cup is tougher than winning the Super Bowl.
What do you mean? Mission 16, what'd they go, 12-4? Yeah, yes. There's a lot of resistance there. A lot of resistance as they're sweeping through. Give me a break. Give me a break. Soft.
Think we're on to something, folks. Fever, do you agree with me?
No,
Who do you agree with?
He knows.
Me or Mark?
He knows.
Me?
I'll stay neutral on this
one. That's because he's sitting right there, 5 feet. Mark's not going to reach across and beat you up. Don't worry about it.
It's not what I'm afraid of, Mike.
I won't reach across and beat you up.
That is definitely not what I'm afraid of, Mike.
He just doesn't want to hear from Hockey Guy. Great.
Let me check the text line, by the way.
Nathan McKinnon,
second, 2-1.
The second star. That's awesome. Maybe we get him one of those little trophies. It's only about a 6-inch trophy with a little star on top of it, Mike. Or the little fake hockey guy on there, you know, with the stick. If they're out of the stick hockey guys, we can just put a golfer on there and act like that's a hockey stick. A little Happy Gilmore trophy. Come on, move on.
All right, let's do one more. Nice. Well, the odds are out.
Okay.
For next year's World Series champion.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're already on to next year.
Oh, yeah.
Where are the Rockies?
Well, I'm going to ask you.
3?
Where do you think their odds are?
How many teams are in Major League Baseball? 30?
30.
30 teams in Major League Baseball?
Yep.
Odds of them winning the World Series?
Yep.
30th.
Oh. You think they have the worst odds?
Yeah, dead last.
No.
Oh.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Look, the Rockies suck, but they don't suck the most. Are the Rockies better than the Reds?
Well,
the Reds have longer odds. Pirates, the A's, and the Nats. The Rockies have the 5th longest odds. Fifth longest.
Is that because they're expecting 50-plus games from Chris Bryant?
W.
Over under on number of games Chris Bryant plays next year. Will he play over 80? If we put it at 81, that you split her down the middle.
So he played what?
I think 42 this year.
We're going to put the over under at 80 and a half.
80 and a half.
Because that would mean... No, 80... Let's go.
81 and a hook?
81 and a hook. No, let's go 81. We'll go 81.
81.
That way, do you think he plays less than half of a season or more than half of a season?
I don't know. He should be sponsored by Sleep Number, though. If I was an exec at Sleep Number, and then I would have, like, everywhere he went, he'd be strapped to a Sleep Number bed. It would just be strapped to him. And he'd get off the bus, and it'd be all awkward as he's getting off the bus, but he's got a bed strapped to his back.
He's just rolled everywhere
on
he goes.
A bed.
On a bed.
Right, like a stretcher, but it has a real thick, instead of the fake little thin stretcher mattress, it's got, like, a Sleep Number, and you got to have the Sleep Number. You know, it's got to be posted.
And he's not like laid flat down like on a gurney. He's got like a nice headboard.
Right.
And he's propped up with very nice pillows.
With one of the, and maybe it goes up so he's got a little slant to it.
Exactly.
Maybe in the footboard, he's got a TV set.
Exactly.
Right.
It's very comfortable.
Right. It's very comfortable.
As he's just wheeled everywhere.
He goes, he's wheeled. Just protect.
He played 42 games.
Protect the back.
He played 42 games.
I'm going to say.
Over under 81.
I'm going to say over.
Yes, I think he sucks it up through just amazing grit.
Yes.
To play 82.
W.
That's a W.
That's a W. All right, that is what is going on at denverfan.com. Check it all out throughout the course of the day. Always fresh content being a drop for you to enjoy. And as always, it is free to you.
I got a question.
Yes, point of order.
Point of order question. It just popped into my head. Who was the third best AFC offensive player of the week last week? Who's the fourth? Did they go down to 4 or just to 3? Who was the third best defensive player of the week last week in the AFC?
So you're ripping on the time-honored tradition that hockey has
Yes.
of doing the three stars every night.
Yeah, I am. Yep, that's what I'm doing. I'm ripping. No, not even the three stars.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, you are.
The three stars of the week or the month?
Of the week. I think they do it for the month, too.
The week and the month?
Yeah.
The three stars.
Yeah. It's a cool little play on a time-honored hockey tradition.
Is it?
So jelly. God, is the jelly coming through?
Ooh.
You are peanut butter and jelly.
Are you guys? You really?
You are. You are jealous of hockey.
Guys, really?
You are jealous of hockey.
Really? We got to pare it down to the week's third best player. Do you actually celebrate that?
Do I celebrate it?
Yeah,
I think it's a cool little thing.
If you get the third best player of the week, you celebrate the third place victory.
I mean, do I go out and let's go have some drinks, guys.
We got a third place finish in the player of the week.
Hey, Wingy Budley Mole, let's get together and celebrate Nathan McKinnon being the second star. No, I don't do that.
Oh, good.
But it's still a cool little thing. It highlights what Nathan McKinnon have a great weekend. So this shines a little light on it.
Have you not watched the documentary? I mean, the racing documentary. What was the racing documentary, Johnny?
Racing documentary?
Yeah. What was that movie? Hold on, John.
Hey, look,
Just talking to myself.
What can I tell you? We've got tomorrow on the show. We'll have Joel Klatt will join us
racing,
around this
have
time.
Have you not
okay,
watched,
here we go. Now
have
we
you not watched the racing documentary Talladega Nights? You're either first or you're last, Mike. You're either first or you're last.
No, I haven't seen that documentary.
I wake up and piss excellence, people. I'm not looking for third place finishes.
I have not seen that documentary.
No.
I have seen Days of Thunder, that documentary. Now that is a no holds barred real look inside.
Cold trickle. That is a
Rubbin's son is racing.
By the way, I never thought we'd
bring this up on the show. Did you see that crazy video a couple weeks ago of the NASCAR driver who had to like finish in a certain spot to get to the Cup finals, and he just went up against the wall? I think it was Ross Chastain, and he just floored it. And it looked like all these cars that are going like 140-150 miles at the time, he just went zoom right around him, right along the wall.
How'd that go again?
Zoom! Yes.
So much speed. So much speed.
Yeah.
It was. Some people said it was the most amazing thing that they've ever seen on a NASCAR track.
Yeah.
Look up the video. Will you stop being son? You are cranky today.
I'm taking
a great athletic feat like what this driver pulled
racing
off. It was amazing. It was one of the most athletic displays I've ever seen.
How's hockey guy on the text line right now? Is he pissed at me at all, or he just turned me off?
Somebody said he was in Days of Thunder.
Who was? Some guy, a texter, was in Days of Thunder?
That's what he says.
That was it.
I need more background on that.
Yeah.
Please, text back.
Gold trickle. Dude, hey, I tell
you. Can you guys give out something for the third place winner, the King Supers Pick'em?
Yeah, man.
So you got to be very upset that the NFL gives out a special teams player of the week, oftentimes a kicker or a punter, since they're not real football players, right? Go ahead, take up your cause against them.
Yeah, sure. They're not real football players, yeah. We kicked a field goal. Woohoo! Meanwhile, somebody's getting their brains scrambled on a kickoff cover. Come on. Stop it.
Stink's just mad because no offensive lineman will ever be named as the player of the week.
Yeah, because you guys don't understand football.
Here we go.
That's fine. Listen, all I know is, hey, Tom Brady lost all three of his inside starters on his offensive line, and they ain't worth the score to piss. Same thing for Matthew Stafford, ain't worth the score to piss. All their offensive linemen are beat up. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, you know, I understand where the games are won and lost.
Where do you come down, by the way, on this debate that I've heard a little bit of lately, that the NFL is at a point now where you have to have a mobile quarterback? That the traditional stand in the pocket, manipulate the pocket statues are going away.
Well, the game certainly has changed, or is in the process of changing with these mobile quarterbacks and the way these guys, you know, operate. It really becomes, Mike, speaking of math, it becomes a numbers game. When you have the ability to, you know, almost triple option offense, right? Where you have, you fake the dive, you read the defensive end, or you read the edge of the coverage, right? Whether it's a nickel guy or whether it's a linebacker, you read how that guy sucks in. If that guy sucks in, you throw it over his head. If he doesn't, then you keep the ball. So you've got the dive option, the RPO game, if you will. You've got the dive option. You've got the quarterback threatening the edge. And then you've also got a throw based upon where you're affecting that play action, where you're affecting that run game. I got in a long argument with people on Twitter that, you know, you can run RPOs out of empty because the quarterback can run or he can throw it. You know, like, hey, man, so you call a dropback quarterback that's scrambling. Is that an RPO? And you know, I get that it's semantics and it really doesn't matter. And I suppose Twitter, you guys can, you know, chalk up a victory over stink, but that's not how I think of RPOs. But the bottom line is you get caught up in a numbers game where when you can run your quarterback, it's truly 11 on 11 football. And then if you can time it with snap counts and motions, you can get, if you cut the field in half because you're not worried about the backside pursuing, you're not worried about them getting involved. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting 6-on-5 numbers or 7-on-5 numbers. And so, yeah, it's becoming a big part of what teams are doing right now. And it's incredibly hard to defend.
But while you have had some mobile quarterbacks who've won Super Bowls, we have yet to see the running quarterback that has won the Super Bowl. We've seen plenty of statues win Super Bowls, which contributes still to the idea that if you have a good offensive line, the statue quarterbacks can still thrive.
Sure.
Because that's what the recent history of the NFL has been. I mean, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Yes, it's nice to have a quarterback that's got some mobility, but until I see evidence to the contrary, until I start seeing running quarterbacks who aren't masters in the pocket, I'm still going to go with the idea that the pocket quarterback is still the way to go.
Yeah, but,
because we haven't had a running.
Right.
Have we ever had a running quarterback?
No.
Win a Super Bowl?
No, but what's happening, the other thing that's happening based on this offense is that, one, you're getting a guy clear path, clear vision. Two, you're really basically having a bunch of one route reads in these RPO games. And if your quarterback can be on the move and be accurate on the move, I mean, it really simplifies the passing game. So I get that aspect of it, and you've seen it work.
Well, then let's start seeing him win some Super Bowls.
Yeah. Well, I mean that remains to be seen. Now I always wonder how the defenses are going to match it and react to it. Like if I was a defensive coordinator, even when that quarterback, you know, flags that ball and fakes it to the running back, you know, and you're feathering it and all that kind of stuff, I'd go try to knock the quarterback out. And that sounds rude. And maybe that's just the era that I played in, but like I'd go, oh, you want to hit a dive for 6 yards? Go ahead and hit it. Your quarterback's getting a mouthful every single time until you stop running it. And so like eventually that's the way somebody, you know, there's going to be a team that just says,
I think the Patriots did that to Tebow. Remember correctly, they just said, fine, we're just going to hit you on every single play.
Yeah. If you want to get a bunch of 5-yard handoffs, be my guest. Yeah. Go ahead and knock it out. But this guy is going to be, you know, putting an oxygen tent after the game.
What are the key storylines for the rest of this Broncos season. We'll lay them out next.
You're going to need a bigger boat. It's time for Schlereth and Evans' Big Story of the Day.
Fine, it's just that you're so big.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with this morning's biggest story in Denver sports.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
I'll get to the big story in a second. I was thinking about this. Now I'm going to really make you look bad.
Are you?
Yeah. Because as you were mocking the NHL for handing out three stars, Nathan MacKinnon, second star.
Yeah.
So that means you hate the Olympic model of gold medal winner, silver medal winner, bronze medal winner. What are we doing? Just put the gold medal winner up there. Why do we have a silver medal? Why do we have a bronze medalist? So in your world, you want to do away with the Olympic medal.
Let me ask you a question.
You hate the Olympics.
Let me ask you a question.
You are anti-American.
Give me a list of all the bronze medal winners that graced the face of the Wheaties box. I'll wait.
Oh, so you're saying that winning a bronze medal in the Olympics, in maybe a sport that is separated gold to bronze
I'm
by
asking
maybe,
you, no,
maybe
I'm asking
one
you,
one hundredth of a second,
I'm asking
he's a loser.
I'm asking
he or she
you,
is a loser.
I'm asking you just your list of all the Wheaties box gold, the bronze medal winners that have just been, they've won one bronze and they're pasted all over there.
I don't think there's ever been.
So Wheaties hates the Olympics. Wheaties is not an Olympic fan. All the bronze medal winners that just get millions of...
No. I have no problem celebrating the gold medalists. I have no problem putting the gold medalists on a pedestal. Pardon the pun.
Sure.
But I think it's also cool to recognize the silver medal, the bronze medalists. But you're saying no.
Yeah,
there's no place for second and third.
You know
what?
So you celebrate all the times the Broncos went to the Super Bowl and lost. You celebrate those teams. The four straight that the Buffalo Bills win. We celebrate
There's a certain accomplishment to it.
Do we celebrate the loser of the Super Bowl or do we celebrate the winner of the Super Bowl?
You're doing a great job of deflecting. I'm asking you. If it's up to you, you would do away with the Olympic model of handing out medals.
No, it's fine to hand out a bronze medal in the Olympics.
Why?
Well, why?
Because he or she finished third.
It's the Olympics. It's one Olympics every 4 years. The third place star from the week. Can we get much softer? That's softer than baby poo. I mean, give me a break. I tell you what, I go back to the documentary. I just go back to the you got my documentary, Johnny? You got any documentary stuff up? Johnny's working on the documentary.
Game first, you're last.
There you go. That's Talladega Nights, people.
That's real.
That's real. That was a... It's a NASCAR documentary, and that stuff is real.
Man, so Mark hates the Olympics. Okay. Mm. Glad we were able to establish that today.
Mm-hmm. When you show me the Wheaties box with the bronze medal winner on it,
somebody says, Evans, you conveniently left Mahomes and Russell Wilson out of the conversation when you're talking about mobile quarterbacks.
There's a difference.
There is a huge difference.
Kirk Cousins is a mobile quarterback. Kirk Cousins is.
Right?
He's a mobile quarterback. You're talking about a running quarterback versus, there's a big difference between running quarterback and a mobile. Nobody is going to sit here and say that Patrick Mahomes is a running quarterback. He can run. In this RPO world we live in, there are some guys that, you know, that have designed runs, 8-10 of them a game, that operate in that RPO world. And there's some that operate RPOs, but they don't really. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Matt Ryan, when he was the starter of the Indianapolis Colts, they ran a lot of RPOs. Was there ever a threat of Matt Ryan taking off and running? No. The RPO was just to get that, just to show that ball and make the defender stop his feet. The second level defender, stop his feet, sit, and go, oh, shoot. And then you throw it behind him. It's not about Matt Ryan threatening the edge and running. They're not all created the same is what I'm telling you.
Well, my point is that it's nice to have a quarterback with mobility.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have a running quarterback who's a right. threat to take off and run. Point being, unless that quarterback can win consistently and dominate from the pocket, there's no evidence that you'll win a Super Bowl unless that quarterback can do that. And he's not going to get paid unless he can do that.
Johnny, I just figured it out. Have you ever asked somebody?
Are you still thinking about the Olympics?
Yeah, have you ever asked somebody, hey, let me see your, let me see your divisional championship banner. Like, let me see your, well, you made fun of it. Who was it that lowered the AFC, they lowered some banner, a wild card.
Well, the Rockies did that.
Yeah, the Rockies.
The Rockies did.
Did we make fun of it? We probably did.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this.
A lot of times,
I think I figured it out. You just don't want to go home and be forced to throw away all your third place records.
Oh, you did.
You are like, I've got a whole trophy room of third place ribbons.
You know what?
Yeah, it was really good.
You know what? It was all fun. We're having fun. And then you just had to go full.
Oh, man. That whole room is just nothing but yellow, Johnny.
There's some blues.
There's no blues.
There's some blues.
It's yellow and red.
Come on now.
Yeah,
come on.
I have one red ribbon.
Come on.
And let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yellows.
One red. No blue.
Hey, I used to dominate the egg toss.
You are so. God, I hope Mrs. S is listening right now. God, do I hope she's listening right now.
Imagine if she was.
Oh, if she, because that. You just went. You got very mean right there. Very mean.
It was kind of fun, though.
Very mean. Show me the... Oh, I love this text. Show me the offensive lineman on the Wheaties box. Good point.
Okay. I can show you that.
Who?
There was a team photo.
Oh, don't give me the team, the little regional. Yes, the regional Wheaties box. That doesn't count. What, had the hogs on them?
I think they were on with Doug Williams after that Super Bowl, I think. But I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't quote me on that. Yeah, the offensive linemen just do the dirty work. They're not looking for Wheaties box sponsors.
Wow. Chris in Lakewood. Hey, Stink, when Evans retires, let's make sure he gets a bronze watch.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
People are with me.
Okay.
People are with me.
All right.
Maybe that's why you always have the yellow legal pad. I have white papers over here.
You are such a wretched. I'm going to have to come up with a whole new classification. Joel Klatt's a Richard 9. I got to come up with something. You're a Richard 14. My goodness. Okay, fine.
Feels fine. Good to be a winner.
Fine.
No, tell you what, I brought in my Super Bowl rings to show you. You bring in some of your third place ribbons. That'd be great. Mrs. S is listening.
Oh, God, I hope she's listening.
She's going to have my stuff on the front porch.
What's the deal with Pete Carroll? Dude. Stop acting like a Schlereth. That's next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We're just talking with Raj Ritchie during the break. Sean Payton on the Manning cast yesterday. Not hiding the fact that he wants back in.
Oh, coaching. Yeah. You knew. He'd have been on the sideline last year, right?
Right. He'd been coaching Miami this year, if not for Brian Flores. The lawsuit.
Yeah. Him, Tom Brady.
Look, that was the plan, folks. Let's not dance around it. The plan was for Tom Brady to be traded to the Dolphins, be a part owner, play quarterback, and Sean Payton was going to be the coach of Miami.
And the whole thing got kiboshed because of the Brian Flores lawsuit.
Yeah, got waylaid. Yeah, he'll be on somebody's sideline next year.
Okay. The idea is that in a trade, because the Saints still own Sean Payton's rights, that if you want Sean Payton, you got to trade for him. And the idea is that the Saints, excuse me, will want a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
The Broncos now have a first-round draft pick.
And I don't.
Do you use it on Sean Payton? Come on, let's not kid ourselves. Nathaniel Hackett only got a stay, okay?
Right.
A stay by winning last week.
Let me ask you this.
He's not safe.
Okay, seriously. If you're Sean Payton and you basically have your pick of the litter, where do you want to go coach?
Well, immediately the first thing you look at, I would look at is what's my quarterback situation,
right?
Okay.
Or because I think you mentioned Lamar Jackson. Now he'll probably get a franchise tag, Mike. But you know, does he get out of Baltimore? I don't think he will. But first off, what openings do you think there's going to be?
Okay, there's always on average six a year.
Okay,
so there's going to be six to eight.
Right.
We know that
the Chargers. Will the Chargers have an opening?
I doubt it.
If they don't make the playoffs.
If they don't make the playoffs,
right.
Will they move? Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Right. Will Vegas have an opening?
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please let that be the case. I take that back. I don't want Josh to go anywhere. I love Josh with the Raiders.
I know, but I'm just saying. Indianapolis has an opening.
They don't have a quarterback.
Houston, will they retain Lovie Smith? Cleveland, will they retain Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, you got Deshaun Watson coming to the rescue.
Well, I mean, what about in Dallas? They're 6-2.
Ooh, now Dallas. Well, okay. That's interesting because we know that Jerry Jones has a love affair with Sean Payton. He'd love to get Sean Payton.
Sure.
But, and I totally agree with you that he has to go to the playoffs and probably win at least a playoff game to be safe. But would they go McCarthy to Sean Payton, or would they just elevate Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Washington? Washington's 4-5 right now. They're dead last in the NFC East.
No quarterback.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying the Broncos.
Arizona? Will Arizona be open?
Well, now you got to ask me, what kind of quarterback does Sean Payton want to coach? Right. Now, and here's why the Bronco link makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
If Russell Wilson is determined to take a Drew Brees trajectory and play more like Drew Brees as a smaller quarterback, who better to oversee that? If he thinks it's possible,
right,
then Sean Payton. If Sean Payton sees Russell Wilson being able to make that kind of a transition, who better than the guy that coached Drew Brees to the Hall of Fame to come in here and do the same thing with Russ?
One thing I know about Sean, very smart, great with personnel, great with like personnel, like changing your personnel, formations, all that kind of stuff. And also, you're manipulating your offense to the strength of your players. He's great at that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I had a conversation with him about Jameis Winston throwing 30 picks and 30 touchdowns, whatever it was, right? Like the crazy 30 turnovers, whatever he had a couple years ago before he left before he left Tampa. And, you know, Sean is like, hey, man, there's blood on the coaching staff's hands. Bruce Arians and everybody else, like, you know, everybody has a part of that, right? And like his thought process coaching Jameis Winston is, I'm never going to put him in the position to have to throw that many picks, right? He's just not going to do it. But, I think he would like that challenge. I don't know. It's interesting. He's going to coach somewhere next year. I mean, you've already fired. How many times have you fired? You fired our coach. Well, how many times today? Four times? Five times?
Well, let me do it another time. What do you think about Frank Reich?
I like Frank. I do.
Offensive guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he would have the benefit of no longer being a first-time head coach.
That is true.
Did he get a raw deal in Indy? Sure seems like he got a raw deal.
Yeah. I just, like, for whatever reason, man, they just want some. They have had zero stability at the quarterback position. Their most tenured receiver is Pittman, who's a third-year player. They're just, you know, I mean, it just is interesting that he is certainly the fall guy, and I think they've signed. They've signed some bad contracts. You know, hindsight. It's always hindsight being 2020. You know, you sign a guy to a long term deal, he gets hurt, he doesn't play as well. That's always one of those things that you look at. I understand the signing of Quentin Nelson because that dude was really good, but he has not played. He still plays. He still is a good player at his position. He has not played. He took the bar so high, and he's falling underneath that bar with years of just the physicality he plays with and everything else. He's just not quite what he once was.
Hey, I'm rooting for Nathaniel Hackett. How can you not like Nathaniel Hackett? I'm not
no,
rooting.
No,
you
no,
don't like him.
No.
I don't you like. Fired him I don't six like. Times today. I don't like how he's coached. I don't. He looks like another failed first-time head coach that we've become quite familiar with around here. We know the signs, but I'm rooting for him to prove me wrong.
Open up my heart, saw the sign.
Oh, by the way, good hockey text here.
Oh, really?
This from Chad.
Good. All right, Chad.
Mark, you're so wrong. The NHL honors three people at all positions from the whole league each week. The NFL breaks it down by position and AFC and NFC to let six people get, air quotes, honored each week. NFL is more lame.
No.
It's a good point. It's a good point. The NHL, Nathan MacKinnon was the second star of the whole league, and it wasn't broken down by position. The NFL does three from the AFC, three from the NFC, one offensive player of the week, one defensive player of the week, one special teams player of the week.
What do you mean?
Talk about watering it down.
What do you mean three offensive players?
No. They do three players from each conference each week, each month. They do an offensive player of the week in the AFC.
Right.
They do a defensive player of the week in the AFC. They do a special teams player of the week in the AFC, and they do the same thing in the NFC.
Yeah, right.
They honor six people.
Yeah.
And it's position specific. That's far more
position
meaning offense, defense, special teams.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. It's one.
Talk about
one defensive player and one special teams.
Talk about participation ribbons.
First place. Now the equivalent would be, well, we've got our third player.
Why not just have the offensive player of the week for the NFL? And the defensive player of the week for the NFL.
You get two.
And the special. Why do you have to do it by conference?
That's how
talk about participation ribbons.
Okay, when they start going, the third offensive player of the week in the AFC was. Then you can come talk to me. Winner. We don't celebrate third place finisher. Winner, hockey.
Okay. Hey, hockey fan. Mark Schlereth doesn't like your sport. Actually, you know, what am I saying?
I love hockey.
You have no problem bringing on hockey. Hockey fans, you're like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Come get a taste.
I love hockey. I just find your little fancy rules bother me.
My fancy rules?
Fancy
rules. What do you mean, fancy
rules? We need a point for the overtime loss. Shootout, but shootouts are different.
Goodness.
Hey, Evans, I grew up in the 80s like you, and at least you earn those third place ribbons. Not like today where everyone gets a ribbon. Good point.
That's right.
Hey, maybe I have a bunch of third place ribbons.
Right.
But guess what?
Yeah.
The fourth place guy didn't get anything. Fifth place guy didn't get anything. Sixth place guy didn't get anything.
Yeah, but you grew up in a small community, so there's probably only three people running. It was a race of three.
You're such
took third place.
Yeah.
Got a ribbon.
All right.
last. We call that in my town, last.
I hope Mrs. S is listening. I hope all your luggage is out on the front step. Be gone! Don't come back until you're nice to Mike. Mrs. S has my back. That'll do it for us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again. We got a big show tomorrow. Get ready. I'm really, really looking forward to this one. I'll get my revenge. Promise
no
me.
No chance.
I will get my revenge tomorrow. You can count on it. That's coming up tomorrow, but we got the Players Club coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.